This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Opportunity for you to get well and start feeling better naturally. With the right advice, of course. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And with that, of course, it calls upon some responsibility. Some responsibility from you and, of course, those who you seek information from as it relates to health and wellness. And then putting that information into action, if that is right for you. Now, we have a special guest coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll introduce you to with a very special topic. But today, we're going to begin with this breaking news out of the Netherlands. Researchers in the Netherlands came up with this, and I want to especially alert anybody in the audience who either has type 2 diabetes or knows someone who has type 2 diabetes. And this should be of interest to everyone, because when you look at that topic, the degree to which people are suffering with high blood sugar, whether it's on the cusp pre-diabetes or someone who has already been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, we're talking unbelievable numbers. For example, we now know that in the U.S. there are 40 million people who have type 2 diabetes. There's also 96 million people who have pre-diabetes, which means they are headed in the direction of diabetes. Their numbers do not constitute treating them right now with drugs, which are usually the way that it is managed medically. But when you add that up, we're talking about some large numbers. 40 million diagnosed already, 96 headed that way. So this is a very important topic, because of the sheer volume of numbers. And if you listen up, you're going to hear some things here that you should help yourself with, and also spread the word to those that you know that are dealing with high blood sugar. Millions of Americans with type 2 diabetes may have a higher risk of suffering a cardiac arrest by taking certain commonly prescribed medical drugs or medications. That's what a new study just out is suggesting. The researchers from the Netherlands found that people taking certain types of antibiotics, anti-sickness pills, which are anti-nausea drugs, anti-psychotic drugs, were twice as likely to suffer cardiac arrest which is when the heart suddenly stops pumping blood around the body. And that's different than a heart attack. They are different. Cardiac arrest is basically an event where the electrical system fails with the heart. Something goes wrong with that, whereas a heart attack is a clot. So, and that those are very simplistic ways of describing it, but that's what it is. Think about the implications of this, because these drug categories, and it's not all antibiotics, it's certain classes of antibiotics and certain classes of anti-nausea drugs and certain classes of psychotropic drugs, antipsychotic drugs. And when people with high blood sugar, in this case, they're talking about diabetics, people who have already been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. But what if the other 96 million people who are pre-diabetic, who have not hit that marker yet where they can actually be considered diabetics, what if they are also at risk and it's not even being reported yet? Because if the 40 million diabetics are twice as likely to have cardiac arrest where their heart stops and it quits pumping blood to the rest of the body and the brain, I wonder if there's a percentage of people who are not even realizing they're diabetic and are taking any of these classes of drugs who are at risk themselves. What if? And so, this is important to get this information out. Researchers in the Netherlands at a university medical center assessed medical records of almost 700 people with type 2 diabetes who suffered sudden cardiac arrest where a person's heart suddenly stops pumping blood. They looked very carefully at the medical records over a 9-year period. Just over half, 352 out of the 700 studied had a history of cardiovascular disease, while the remaining 337 did not have any signs of heart disease. Next, the researchers compared those numbers to the health records of over 3,000 people in the control group, people without diabetes, people with taking commonly prescribed medical drugs. We're talking about medications, as I mentioned, anti-sickness, anti-nausea, drugs like Zyprexa or Compazine, Thorazine, Haldol, Regulin. Those are the anti-sickness or anti-nausea drugs that were found to double, in some cases more, the risk of cardiac arrest in people who have high blood sugar or diabetes. Then you have the antibiotic category, who are at risk. People taking certain antibiotics like azithromycin, azithromycin, you may know it as a Z-Pak, clarithromycin, erythromycin, ciproflaxin or cipro, levofloxacin, and moxifloxacin. There's a bunch of them. All of those particular antibiotics, if they're being taken by a diabetic who's been diagnosed, doubles their risk of cardiac arrest. And what if the other 96 million people who don't even know they have diabetes yet, or maybe some of them know, are also at a level or a certain specific percentage of risk? And then you have the antipsychotic drugs like haloperidol. They were also found to increase cardiac arrest. So you have at least 15 to 20 different popular prescribed medical drugs that may cause millions of diabetics' hearts to stop suddenly pumping blood throughout the body and the brain. And the researchers found that in those with cardiovascular disease who took these antipsychotic medications, their risk was increased by 187%. Meanwhile, antibiotics, the ones I listed, upped the diabetics' risks. People who have diabetes, in taking this class of antibiotics, it increased their risk of cardiac arrest, sudden death, by 66%. And those people taking the anti-nausea drugs, which I listed, that have type 2 diabetes, have a 66% regardless of whether they have a history of cardiovascular disease, of having cardiac arrest, which is amazing. And the researchers say the effect is down to these drugs prolonging the heart's QTC interval. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but it would certainly mean something to a nurse or a doctor, and especially a cardiologist. This is a measurement of the electrical activity linked to the contraction of heart muscle cells. Other factors that increase the risks of these deadly heart events included having, of course, low blood sugar, high blood pressure. Everybody knows about that, high cholesterol. And that's not what we're talking about here. And this was presented at the annual meeting of the European Association Study of Diabetes. Those are astounding numbers, so please get the word out. Anybody that has diabetes taking those classes of drugs should see their doctor or pharmacist to discuss it immediately. All right, stay tuned. You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Happy welcome or welcome back to the program, and thank you so very much for tuning into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you want to comment, if you heard my opening segment there discussing these classes of drugs that if type 2 diabetes are taking these drugs, these various drugs in the class, certain classes of antibiotics, certain classes of anti-nausea drugs, or antipsychotic drugs. Think about the implications of that. The increased risk that people not realize, and perhaps their doctors not knowing it either, that taking these drugs and being a diabetic, or maybe, and we don't know yet, pre-diabetic, maybe there's a percentage of risk associated with that. How risky is it? Wow. And if you want to comment on that, you may do so should you have a concern. I mean, unfortunately, here in the U.S., diabetics, type 2 diabetics are managed, and that's appropriate. That's what you want. Managed, meaning we just sort of like manage it rather than help you to cure the problem or to resolve the problem. Most type 2 diabetes can be beyond managed with drugs. They can be absolutely resolved with proper lifestyle, with proper counseling on diet, with proper counseling on exercise, and the appropriate nutritional supplementation. When you give a diabetic that type of information and they put it into action and they have high blood sugar, they are a type 2 diabetic, and they lose weight, and you try to get rid of other risk factors that are associated with how they got to the diabetes in the first place, suddenly you have reversal of type 2 diabetes. Slight, you know, you have reversal of diabetes. So that's the key. And here's our phone number into the program if you want to comment on that or have a question about it. Perhaps if you have related high blood sugar or you know somebody who does. And we'll just open up the phone lines also to general health phone calls, calls on the topic of health, any and all health-related conditions that you may have that I would be happy to try to help you with. Our phone number into the program is toll-free nationwide at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, that's not our typical phone number, but it'll get you into the show and on the air so that you can ask your health-related question, or if you just want to make a health-related comment, what do you think of this? A gigantic study of people who have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, used to be called adult-onset diabetes, but we don't call it that anymore, and there's a good reason for that. We don't call it anymore because it hits children, type 2 diabetes does, and which is unbelievable, but it happens. And, of course, the reason for that, too, is that those same people in their younger age develop type 2 diabetes because we have an obesity crisis in America, and children aren't exercising as much as they should be and are consuming refined carbohydrates like mad. And all of those help to contribute to children getting type 2 diabetes, otherwise known as in the past, which is in the rearview mirror big time, adult onset diabetes, because it was called that for a reason. And that's straightforward. Most people who develop type 2 diabetes, where the body becomes insensitive to the hormone insulin bringing sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells for energy, or the lack of being able to make it, it just happened in adults. But now we're seeing this across the we had to change the name to type 2 diabetes. So it wasn't a misnomer as adult onset, because children can absolutely get this disease. Again, our phone number into the program, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you're just tuning into the program, welcome. The first segment, just to bring you up to speed, I was discussing sudden cardiac arrest. It's really a leading cause of death in the United States. We're talking about more than 356,000 people that are at risk of sudden cardiac risk arrest. 356,000. Think of the enormity of that number. People have an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest here in the U.S., and the survival level of that disease, of that hitting them, is like about 60 to 80% of them die before reaching a hospital. So this is a really serious health problem that more people need to be aware of. And, you know, all things are important, too. You should always know your blood pressure. You shouldn't smoke cigarettes. You should exercise. You should eat well, because there's reasons, lots of them, for why these things occur. And there's some reasons we don't have a clue about as to why they happen. But cardiac arrest occurs when the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. And approximately 90% of diabetic cases are type 2 diabetes. There are different forms of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, it's an autoimmune condition. But 90% of those people who have diabetes are type 2 diabetics. We're talking 40 million diabetics diagnosed and another 96 million pre-diabetics, which means they are diabetics waiting to happen. And if they were properly advised ahead of time, you could absolutely turn that around and stop it in its tracks. So if you know people who are taking and that you're aware of that are diabetics, type 2 diabetics, and they are using certain types of antibiotics, which I listed in the first segment, I'm not going to go back, or anti-nausea medications. Some people take those when they go fly an air, a jet, because of air sickness. Some people take it with seasickness. Some people run them just because they get nauseated for a variety of reasons. Or an antipsychotic drug. If you know anybody who's on any of those classes of drugs and they have diabetes or they have blood sugar problems, please alert them to the fact that these researchers have pinned down a risk factor that is associated with sudden cardiac arrest in those people being ratcheted way, way up. All right, now then, let us get to the phone calls shortly here. And if you are on hold right now waiting to get on the air, be patient. I'm just going to run through a list of things here now before we take the next break. A list of things that we're going to be covering on the show today that will be of interest to you, starting with this, and I'd love to have your opinion of it because I believe your opinion matters. Did you hear about the mother in the state of Idaho who has started selling her own creams and soaps made from breast milk, her breast milk and the breast milk, I guess, of other women online, to help other people who are dealing with aging skin and dry skin? Well, there's a story behind that, and I'm not going to get into the story, but I want to get your opinion of it. Would you personally use soaps or skin creams made from human breast milk? Would you smear that on your face or wash your hands with it? Yes or no? Would you personally use soap or skin creams made from human breast milk? Yes or no? Vote on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. We'll be right back.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the tide is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome back, or welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you want to join us here on the air and ask a question about your own health or the health of somebody else, or if you'd like to comment on that first segment that I discussed, the topic of type 2 diabetes and people who have it being at a very risky degree of risk with cardiac arrest if they're taking drugs, and they should know this, and we're trying to get this information out because it's fairly new information coming out of research out of the Netherlands. And if you missed it, if you're just tuning in to the program, it'll be in the podcast library over on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. It'll be there as of this coming Wednesday. That would be our number one first segment. All right, we're going to go to your telephone calls and questions now. And if you want to call into the program with a question about your own health or somebody else's health or a comment, here's the number into the show. Jot it down. Call in now. Don't get shut out. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 gets you into the show and on to the air. Let's begin with Cynthia. Cynthia's calling in from the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Cynthia. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How can I help you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you letting me know about the type 2 diabetes and the antipsychotics. I take Invega Trinza every 3 months.
Okay.
And, you know, I've had heart issues, and it's good to know that, you know,
yes.
Especially when you go to the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've also been diagnosed with dementia, early stages. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if you, I've been in contact with the Alzheimer's Association and just wondered if you had any medication.
Okay, I get what you're asking. Now, you know, some scientists, some researchers believe there's actually a type 3 diabetes, and that's associated with dementia. In other words, blood sugar problems impact the brain, and they believe that it puts people who have high blood pressure at risk of having a higher problem associated with diabetes. So this is something that we need to pay attention to. But let me go through some foods, number one, that you should be consuming more of if you have a problem or you know you're having issues with an early form of dementia. Okay, and here they are. And these could also help with blood sugar issues. Number one, you should be eating avocados. Avocados work very well. Beets is another one. I'm going to go through the list. Hopefully you're going to be able to write these down. And if you're unable to during, and sometimes I talk fast, I apologize for that. But if you can write these down or go and listen to the podcast library later, it would be good for you. Beets are another thing that you would want to eat. Blueberries is another food that's really good for dementia or reducing dementia. Broccoli is another one. Obviously, these are all good foods. Celery is another one. Coconut oil. That's one that you might want to, along with olive oil, switch over to and away from the seed oils such as canola oil, which is terrible for the human body. Stay away from the omega-6 fatty acids, safflower, sunflower, corn oil. None of those you should really be consuming with your situation. And so that kind of gives you an idea of the foods. As far as supplements for dementia, you should, and these are all, again, most likely help your blood sugar issues as well. You should be taking or supplementing omega-3, which is like a salmon oil. Maybe, 2,000 milligrams of salmon oil each day should go into your body at a minimum.
Okay.
B-complex vitamins are very important for anybody who's having memory issues or is at risk of dementia. B-complex. And this also, these again, help the blood sugar. You should be exercising. Exercise, without exercise, none of what I just said means anything. You've got to get moving around in order to increase circulation, oxygen to the brain, and burn up the sugar that's there in your bloodstream. And one last thing before I let you go. There is an herb that has been used for decades in Europe. It's actually considered a smart drug, but it's actually a botanical. It's an herbal product. And that herbal product is available in health food stores. It's called Vinpocetin. I've used this on many, many people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease with excellent results. Vinpocetin. V-I-N-P-O-C-I-T-I-N. Vinpocetin. And it is just a fantastic, and, you know, no issues with side effects. You can take it with food. It's a plant, and it's very, very safe. So that's what I would recommend. These are the things I would recommend you consider. And I appreciate you calling into the show today. You take care, Cynthia.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. Let's see here. All right. Our number into the program, should you have a health-related question about yourself or someone else that you care to call in on behalf of, here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Next caller is Melissa. She's calling in from the state of Michigan. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Melissa, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a question about type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been diabetic for 27 years. My oldest son, I was gestational with both of my children.
Mm-hmm.
But however, how long can you go before they say that you're no longer diabetic? I've been really good with my numbers for the past 7 years.
That is a great question. Just because you have gestational high blood sugar doesn't mean you're going to be a full-bore diabetic. It just doesn't. I've seen it many times with many women who have high blood sugar during gestation for whatever reason, and they snapped right out of it after the pregnancy. So where you need to have your glucose on a 10-hour fast before you get your blood drawn, and the next day in the lab, only water after, let's say, 9 o'clock at night, and the next morning, and any time after 8 or 9 in the morning, get your blood drawn, you should be no higher than 90 milligrams per deciliter on your glucose reading. No higher than 90. And ideally, maybe 85. That's what you want to shoot for. Anything that nudges above 90, you are headed for prediabetes. Now, these numbers used to be very different in the past. They used to wait until these numbers got like 140 before they started telling people, well, yeah, your blood sugar's high, but we're not going to treat you with drugs until you get there. Which is like saying, we're not going to wait till you're crashing before we do anything about your seatbelts. So, Anyway, thank you for your phone call. Those are the numbers. And we'll come right back. Alex, if you can handle that. Thank you very much for your call. Sorry to cut you off there.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you are just tuning into the program, We have a health poll question that we'd love to get your opinion of. It's over on my website at drbob.com, and it goes like this. There's a woman in Idaho, a mother, who has started selling various soaps and creams that are made from breast milk. Her breast milk, initially, and she also recruits other women who are lactating, who are breastfeeding, to give their breast milk to her, and she incorporates that as part of the soaps that she makes and the creams, the face creams that she makes. So here's the question I would love to get your opinion of, and it goes like this, and it's on the site at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. Would you personally use a soap or some form of skin cream, knowing that it contained human breast milk of another person, not your own? Yes or no? Would you do that? Please vote on that. We'll have the results of that poll question next week on the show. This should be interesting. And again, you can vote on my personal website at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R. Bob.com. There you'll also find a ton of health-related news that you can use to help improve your knowledge base when it relates to health. Lots of it from all over the globe that I personally select. It's there, and it's current. You can also follow me on LinkedIn there. What else? X, formerly Twitter, Instagram. All of that's over there at drbob.com. And lastly, regarding, because we had to go to the break there with the last caller, when you're dealing with or trying to manage or wonder if you have blood sugar-related issues, certainly blood testing is important. That's the tell of the tape. When you have a regular blood test and you look at the glucose or you look at the A1C or you look at a person's triglycerides, these are all things that can give indicators of a person who is struggling to manage blood sugar. Blood sugar excess past a certain point in your bloodstream is literally, it's almost like a poison in your system, because having too much blood with too much sugar in your blood is toxic to your cells over time. High blood sugar not being managed can have great consequences to your brain, to your kidneys, to your eyes, to your heart, to your skin, every part of your body. Luckily, there are plenty of healthy, conservative ways to help resolve, not just manage, resolve diabetes. Changing a person's lifestyle and their habits and their exercise patterns and what they eat, the stress they're under and the supplements they take. Both myself and so many other doctors throughout the United States have taken people who are type 2 diabetes, diagnosed, and have been able to reverse it where they are X type 2 diabetes, and they're not on any drugs whatsoever. I mean, luckily we have drugs for people who want to just have that management side of the equation. They're not interested in losing the weight. They're not interested in exercising. They're not interested in eating well. They still want to have their sugary, high glycemic index food, processed, ultra-processed foods. They're just not interested in making any changes. It's things are going too well for them. They're enjoying it, and it's too easy for them to simply take a pill, a drug. In this case, as I mentioned at the top of the show, those same people, though they might have their blood sugar managed by a pharmaceutical drug to some degree, if they're taking any other drugs, certain antibiotics, certain types of anti-nausea drug or antipsychotic drugs, it greatly increases their risk of cardiac arrest. Suddenly, their heart may stop, and that percentage is really high in my mind. All right, very good. On with the next topic. If you are interested in calling into the program with a question about your own health, not related necessarily to what I've been talking about so far, I'm here for you. Here we go to the phones again. The number into the show, won't you join us with your health-related question? I'll do my very best to help you out. It's 800-259-5791. That's our call and phone number nationwide, toll-free, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Next up is Barbara. We welcome Barbara to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Hello, Barbara.
Yes, I called in last time, and I got in this last couple of seconds. It was the first, no, right at the end, I guess.
Okay.
But I'm suffering for 2 years here now. For I'm pretty sure many people have this diarrhea, and they had me on steroids, which did not work. And they tried over and over and over the same stuff, which I say is the same thing. The definition is crazy. If you try something over and over and it doesn't work, they don't seem to get that. I was going to gastroenterology.
All right, Barbara, I apologize. Looks like we've got one of those gnarly breaks coming up here. So we're going to put you on hold, and I will come back to your call if you will be there. Stand by. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
All right, well, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. We're in the middle of an open line conversation on the topic of health. We're going to rejoin Barbara, who is calling into the show to try to get some help for her chronic diarrhea that she's having. Barbara, again, I apologize for cutting you off. We had to go to a break there, so let's get to it here and see if we can help you out. Go right ahead.
Yes, the steroids they had me on was budesonide. Wait a minute. Budesonide.
Okay.
That's the steroid they put me on over and over and over. It started off with 3 capsules, then down to 2, and then 1.
Oh, so it's not, I take it it's not helping you.
No. And then, okay. And then they put me back on another regimen. Oh, just 1. Mm-hmm. And I went to gastroenterology. And there's like 10 doctors in that building, and now they're thinking about putting me as an MD. It wasn't even with an MD.
Well, it sounds like you need a different approach to me. I mean, why keep making the same mistake over and over? I don't get it.
It's crazy, and they don't seem to get it, and then they're going to put me on these powdered stuff that you're supposed to mix with water, and I won that in 2022, and it didn't work.
Okay.
And so I said, my daughter was with me, and she said, oh, we should try that again.
We don't need to rehash any of that. Let's just move on to something different. If that's possible, what we have to do is find out the cause of the problem. That's where I think we're lacking. Usually you have with a diarrhea situation like this, you have some type of an infection that's not being managed. It could be a bacterial infection. It could be something called small intestine bacterial overgrowth called SIBO. Write that down. S-I-B-O. Small intestine bacterial overgrowth that they may not be looking into, or some type of bacterial infection. It could be food allergies could be doing this. Severe food allergies. So I would say, have you been blood tested for food allergies? That is very easy. And there are many that can cause diarrhea that you may be coming in contact with over and over and over again. There's a condition called leaky gut syndrome or hyperpermeability of the gut wall. I wonder if they have tested you for any of that. And it sounds like it may not be happening. But I'm concerned for you with this severity of diarrhea this long. You're going to become dehydrated. So make certain that you're staying on top of your fluidity. And you're drinking plenty of water. You should have 0 caffeine. Absolutely no caffeine whatsoever. Not 1 sip of caffeine at all. And so those are the starting points. And then you have to go back to the old brat formula. Eat more green bananas. Have rice. Applesauce. Activated charcoal. You might try this as a supplement at the health food store. Go to the store and get activated charcoal capsules and start taking 4 of those capsules 3 times a day. We got to slow the diarrhea down until we can get to the problem with it, and that may be complicated. I hope this helps, and I thank you for your phone call.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.